I'm very happy to welcome Hugo Chapman. He's keeper of prints and drawings at the British Museum, and Mary Kershaw, director of the New Mexico Museum of Art. The exhibit Renaissance to Goya, Prints and Drawings from Spain, opened last weekend at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise.
So let's talk about this show and how it came into being. Spanish works on paper have been relatively unknown, is that correct?
That's true. It's not, when you think of the great Spanish artists, you don't necessarily think of works on paper. Goya, of course, is a great printmaker. But a lot of Spanish artists obviously did draw, but for various complicated reasons, their drawings weren't preserved. So, for example, Velázquez, we just have a handful of drawings, or Zurbarán, this wonderful drawing in the show, is the only drawing that we know by this great artist. So, yes, it's a fractured history.
And how did this show come together? I mean, there are so many, not only so many drawings and prints in the show, but so many more that you had to choose among.
Well, we had the great fortune to have a curator, Mark McDonald, whose great passion is for Spanish art. And so he wanted to always have this dream of putting together a show. And I have to be frank, when he told me that he was going to do it, I thought, really, do we have enough stuff? And he's proved me absolutely wrong, and moreover has in the process written the first history of Spanish prints and drawings ever done. So that's an exciting, so the publication is a real lasting testimony to his scholarship.
Did you end up finding all kinds of treasures that you didn't even know you had in the museum?
I think that, yes, absolutely. I mean, as you know, I knew that we had some great Spanish works on paper, but I didn't really think that you could put together a narrative that told the history of Spanish art on paper from the 16th century to the beginning of the 19th century. But Mark winkled them out, made new discoveries, and he's done a great job.
Now, how do these works on paper, prints, drawings, compare to, for example, Italian work of the same periods?
Well, this is dangerous ground because I'm curator of Italian drawing. So, I mean, it's a very different, whereas from the beginning in the Italian Renaissance, Italian works on paper were collected. So you have a lot more Italian drawings because they were preserved. It seems to me there wasn't really a culture of celebrating Spanish drawings in the same way, so that's why they're so fragmentary, which means that Mark really had to be more of a detective, putting together, piecing together this history, this narrative of how Spanish drawings developed over the centuries that we see in the show. So my job is very easy when I try to tell the story of Italian drawing. His was very difficult, but that makes it even kind of a greater achievement that he's done it.
But are they stylistically similar? Was there a mutual influence?
There's a lot of crossover. I mean, Italian artists, for example, Tibaldi came to Escurial, this great palace cum monastery that was built by Philip II. He came to work there, as did other Italian artists. And then the Tiepolo family from Venice, came in the 18th century. But then again, there are Spanish artists who went to Italy. So Ribera, this great artist from Valencia, goes over and works in Naples because Naples belongs to Spain. And you get a sense through this show of the great empire that was that Spain was at the heart of, which of course makes Santa Fe a particularly appropriate place to have this exhibition.
We're talking about the exhibit Renaissance to Goya, Prints and Drawings from Spain. I noticed as I was walking through it, and I haven't seen the whole thing yet, there was a kind of preview before the opening, and I haven't been back yet, but so many of the prints and drawings have architecture in them in one way or another, even if they're not architectural drawings, even if they're religious themes, for example, they're framed by architectural structures. Why is that so common?
I think it's So common because, you know, the Spanish were great builders. I mean, they to kind of frame their spaces to give a sense of the magnificence, to give a sense of these religious narratives that are there. Architecture is the backdrop, and of course Spain was, you know, very innovative in the way that they blended influences from Arabic architecture with classical architecture from Italy. So architecture is very important, and I think the point you make that architecture is a very prevalent theme in the show is a very good one.
Tell us a little bit about the Goya pieces. Are there little-known treasures that have emerged from Goya, or are these more well-known works?
I think Goya is so well-known and so studied. I think I would be it would be wrong to say these are undiscovered treasures, but... you know, the strength of our collection is predominantly the great prints. One sees what an amazing printmaker Goya was and how extraordinarily experimental he was. So lithography, this new technique where you're drawing on a stone and printing from it, was a new thing at the end of the 18th century. There's Goya, an old man who takes it up, who masters it and does these wonderful series of prints in the show The Bulls of Bordeaux. There's that amazing, haunting drawing of the Duke of Wellington, who had in red chalk, which shows the sort of battle-weary warrior who brought victory, thrown the French out of Spain. But you know, he looks sort of absolutely kind of exhausted as a result. And I think that's what one gets with Goya, is that incredible humanity. The way that he can sort of penetrate the human condition. And that's why I think he speaks to us. One just goes back and back to him and finds more and more about him. He's absolutely kind of fascinating artist.
Some of the works on paper are not themselves what you might call finished works, but they were studies for paintings. And it's so interesting to look in this catalog. The catalog is fantastic. And a real scholarly work and presumably a reference work for generations to come. But I look at some of these studies and the paintings, and the drawings in their own way are sort of more beautiful or more... I don't know what it is. Can you explain?
Well, in fact, Mary and I were just talking about that. I mean, I think the great thing about a drawing is it's so spontaneous. You're there at the moment of its creation. A painting is a layered... work. You're seeing layers of paint upon layers of paint, and so you don't get that initial feeling. Whereas a drawing, you can actually see, you know, where the hand has been moving, either with a quill in the hand or a piece of chalk, and so you get that feeling as if you're kind of standing behind the artist. So the centuries melt away, and you're there at the moment of creation. And, you know, what's the fascination of drawing is to see that in an artist's mind, a painting could have been very, very different. You see the experimentation, you see the road travelled and not taken, that there's an endless possibilities when you have a piece of paper. And obviously when you're with a canvas, you have to decide which of those ideas you're going to take up. And that's, you know, I think the excitement of drawing is that the possibility and the spontaneity of it all.
And I would say it was precisely that sort of excitement that drawings bring that was one of the key things that made me think this is a great show for Santa Fe.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. How did this, I mean, this is the only appearance in the U.S. of this show. How did you get it here and why?
Well, when I saw the show was up at the British Museum and I saw what was in it, I thought a couple of things. The Spanish heritage of this place made it a perfect show for here. But having lived and worked in the United Kingdom for many years, I was very familiar with the caliber and quality of the collections at the British Museum, so I knew that the material would be first class, but also the tremendous scholarship that goes on at the British Museum. So that's something that's very important to a Santa Fe arts audience. There's a real appetite for that. And it all came together. I thought this is a perfect show for Santa Fe. But the drawings particularly, with so many artists living and working here, the idea of an artist being able to go in and have a visual conversation with another artist from 300-400 years ago in a very different culture, I thought was something that I would be delighted if I could bring here. And contacted the British Museum, and we worked together to make it happen.
It's quite amazing. Now, when you think about paper and preserving paper over those many hundreds of years that some of these are from the 16th century, were artists and printmakers during the span of your show working with materials that could stand the test of time?
Well, thankfully, paper is a wonderfully tough material. Obviously, it doesn't, if it gets wet, but as long as it's preserved in dry condition, it keeps. And I have to say, Spanish drawings often are quite kind of beaten around. I mean, they look as if they've been in the studio and used, but that adds, I think, you know, to the patina of age to them. Paper is very durable. And that's, I think, why artists today are still attracted to working on it. And as Mary says, there's this sort of dialogue between somebody who draws now and somebody looking at a drawing of 400 or 500 years ago. There is a kinship between the activities, because actually the physical process of taking a piece of chalk and putting it on a piece of paper is exactly the same for an artist now as it was for Goya or for Velasquez or Thulbaran or who forever. So there's a real chance for artists to talk to artists.
Now, do you have any favorite works in the show? I want to ask both of you this.
I do. It speaks to the drawings, I think. I mean, it's very hard to choose, and I suspect my favorite will change over the weeks as I go into the show. But at the moment, there's a charming work that's two sketches, very preliminary, of horses by Velasquez. And I just find myself going back to them time and time again because they're so charming and so immediate and just beautifully, beautifully done. Very simple, very elegant.
Yeah, no, that's a difficult one. And I rather like Mary. I'm sure my choice would be different tomorrow, and the day after would also change. But I suppose the one that sticks in my memory and the one that I went back to see, because this show's been on the road, so I haven't seen a lot of these drawings, is probably the Thurberan head of a saint, because one gets all of that kind of Catholic mysticism, the kind of the power and of feeling and of faith there. And it's endlessly fascinating, you know, is this a saint with his eyes closed, or is this a dead saint? But there's this incredible sense of spirituality that comes from that drawing. So it's one of those works you just go back to time and time again, and you never, ever tire of it.
The exhibit is called Renaissance to Goya, Prints and Drawings from Spain. Now, as we've talked about, some of these drawings were studies for other works, but then some of them, both prints and drawings, were themselves finished pieces. In what way were they used, traded, and so on in the different periods that they were made? In other words, was there in 16th century Spain a market for prints and drawings?
I mean, I think on the whole, drawings were never intended to be seen, especially not from the Renaissance period, were not intended to be seen outside the studio, and one, in a way, that's quite, you know, the kind of the thrill of seeing them is that these are things that the artist wanted to retain for himself and for his pupils, but here they've kind of escaped out of that private domain, and we can kind of look over the artist's shoulder, so to speak. But then, obviously, as time goes on, there does develop a market for drawings, and there are finished drawings that were made in their own right. And, of course, prints were always made for distribution. And the interesting thing in the show is it shows you kind of more popular prints as a playing card design, but also, you know, top-end prints which were designed for a very particular market, for example, Goya. You know, these were always designed for people who could, you know, pay high prices, and they're very sophisticated. So there's this whole range within the show.
And I'm guessing, but probably even the high-end Goya prints were for a lower market than paintings.
I mean, that's always the attraction of prints, is you have a wider distribution. I mean, a painting for a private collector or in a chapel can only be seen by a certain amount of people. But if you 300 or 400 prints, you don't know where they're going to go, and they're going to be seen by a lot more people. And that's obviously where Goya and other artists are interested in printmaking, because it makes them famous. And it's also about money too. I mean, artists always needed to kind of put bread on the table, and printmaking was one way to do that.
Now, there have been collectors, presumably, who have specialized in collecting Spanish prints and drawings. How did the museum come by its collection?
In a kind of piecemeal way, actually. It's not formed by one collector. We've been going as a museum since 1753, so we've had quite a lot of time to kind of amass things by one way or another. But we're also still buying Spanish prints and drawings. There's a drawing by Francisco Bayer, who's Goya's brother-in-law, that we bought last year. And in fact, barely did we have it in the museum that it went off to be shown here. So it's an expanding collection. When we get together the money to acquire new things.
Mary, this exhibition is going to be in Santa Fe for how long?
It's here until the 9th of March.
Okay, so it's some time, but...
But not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time. It's not one of those things that goes on for a year and a half, so people should make sure to get themselves over there over the Christmas holiday or beyond. Are there going to be any special programs, lectures coming up?
Well, what I would say is people should get here early, because I think what will happen is when visitors come, they'll find works that they'd like to come back and visit again. And this is going to be their only opportunity. So people want to get there early, spot what they want to look at, and then come back a couple other times. We're putting a program together now. We haven't got one yet, but we will have one soon.
Lectures and
that's
so
right.
On. Mary Kershaw is director of the New Mexico Museum of Art. Hugo Chapman is keeper of prints and drawings at the British Museum. Once again, Renaissance de Goya, prints and drawings from Spain at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.